This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona, this is Brother Mike. I'm back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. You, my friend, are about to listen to the nastiest Christian radio broadcast in the country. You're going to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and we don't care who like it. Welcome to Filthy Fridays on Hardcore. Today's Bible study, Catholic abortions. It may trip the election. Hey, would you call somebody and tell them the radio program's on? Usually I don't invite anybody on Filthy Fridays, but this one's worth it. Everybody kind of needs to hear this. Give you some general insight. Trump's probably going to lose, and here's why. This is Brother Mike. I'm the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center. We're on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's a red brick building. HardcoreChristianity.com is the website, and we have all kinds of services. We have children's deliverance and healing services, women's seminars. I have a deliverance training class the fourth Saturday of every month at noon. We have Monday night Zoom services for healing and deliverance for women only. Wednesday night, deliverance and healing for everybody. Monday night is 6:30, Wednesday night is 6 o'clock. That's all Pacific and Arizona time. And Thursday and Friday nights is our live services. We have preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance at both services. Both those services are on our YouTube teaching channel, youtube.com/houseofhealingaz. Those services start at 7 o'clock. And the PayPal button's on the website. I've been on the radio for 21 years. Thanks to you. Thank you for sending in your donations. Please remember, Sister Karen's on the homepage of the website. Be happy to sell your house for you as the real estate market starts to improve. She loves working with born-again Christians. Abortion. Can you imagine that? I'm kind of an expert on abortion in one way. I had an abortion. I was a teenager. My girlfriend got pregnant. We had an abortion. Decades later, when I turned my life over to the Lord, I was down at the altar begging God to forgive me for murdering my son or my daughter, whatever it was. It was awful. But I did it, and I participated in it, and I understand why people do it. I understand abortion. But nowadays, abortion has become, like everything else, the devil has pushed it off the chain. Okay, he's now wanting abortions at 9 months. And Pew Research recently did a research study on Catholics, U.S. Catholics, by the way, and abortion. The research study was entitled Nine Facts About U.S. Catholics. You can look it up on Google. Really interesting research. But I wanted to share some of it with you in the event you don't get a chance to look at the survey. And that's what I do here. I summarize stuff so you don't have to read it. But the survey was conducted last year in 2023. Here's some of the results, which I found interesting. 61% of Catholics living in the United States believe abortion should be legal in all states. This is a little smaller percentage than the number of U.S. adults who said the same thing. That was 62%. So here's the bottom line. Catholics and non-Catholics in the United States, generally speaking, believe abortion should be legal. The dispute, as you well know, is accelerated upon first, second, or third trimester issues. As you go further into the pregnancy, less people believe abortion should be legal. And among Catholics, that's what this survey was about, a slightly higher share of Hispanic Catholics, 63%, favor keeping abortion legal in the United States. White Catholics are a little bit lower, according to the survey, 59% of white Catholics want to keep abortion legal. And so now you can see why the Catholic Church, the Pope, the Pontiff, the Vatican, and so on have trouble with Catholics in America, because they see them as a kind of liberalized. That's funny to say that, because the current Pope is considered the most liberal Pope they've almost ever had, practically. The survey also noted that 34% of Catholics who go to Mass every week think abortion should be legal in the United States. Only 34%. So what they're saying here in this survey is that if you regularly attend Mass, and by the way, this is also true in Protestantism. They had a Protestant survey come out, I think, like a year and a half ago. I shared it with you on the radio. The more you go to Mass or church, the lower the percentage of people who think abortion should be legal, generally speaking. Only 34% of Catholics believe it should be legal that go to Mass every week. Okay? Meanwhile, 68% of Catholics who attend Mass once a month or less feel it should be legal. So that's a pretty easy measure to follow. Obviously, it's true with also Protestants. And the survey also continued, noting that some politicians who are Catholics are way more liberal than that. And they pointed out Pelosi and Biden. These people are self-professed Catholics. And again, the Catholic Church, a lot of the Catholics have problems with Biden and Pelosi. They still vote for them, but they have problems with them, in that they believe abortion should be included up to the end of the third trimester, even 9 months, or some of them just after birth, believe it or not, which is technically infanticide. And Biden and Pelosi are super liberal, and not even the Pope can take that. The survey also noted that the share of U.S. Catholics who attend Mass weekly, 28%, while finding that 10% of American Catholics go to church once a month, the remaining 62% attend Mass a few times a year or less. What they did there was a little bit of side survey on how often do you attend Mass, how often do you go to the Catholic Church. Well, the U.S. Catholics, only 28% of them attend Mass every week. Right, that's pretty low. Only 10% of American Catholics go to church regularly once a month. Can imagine that. So Catholics don't attend Mass very much, essentially. Catholic church teaching, though, is very explicit in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but direct abortion is frowned upon in catechism, and you're taught that as when you're in school, when you're little. They said it's in the catechism, it says, quote, it is, quote, gravely contrary to moral law. And it also says in the catechism, quote, formal cooperation in an abortion constitutes a grave offense. Well, they had that right, because when I did it as a teenager, it was a grave offense, to say the least. That was awful. Lots of regrets on my part. 43% of Catholic Republicans favor legal abortion in all states, compared to 78% of Catholic Democrats. What's that saying? Democrats, who are Catholic, prefer abortion, and they are very supportive of abortion. Okay? Protestants are similar. Republicans are lower. Democrats are higher. For example, in the survey, 40% of Republicans think abortion should be legal in all states, while 84% of Democrats said it should be legal in all states. So when you vote in November, if you vote Democrat, you're voting more for abortion at 9 months. If you vote Republican, you're voting for probably less than half of it. Less than half. I don't know how a born-again Christian could possibly vote as a Democrat voting for abortion at 9 months. That's something I just can't grasp. That's a little hard to believe. Because we know that John the Baptist and Jesus were recognized before they were born and that they were babies. In fact, the New Testament uses the Greek word brephos to describe John the Baptist, who was already inside the womb. The Greek word brephos means a baby, an infant. And so the Bible declares a child in the womb a baby. Greek word brephos. There's no way to get around it. A child in the womb is a baby according to the New Testament. Again, you may have a different opinion. I'm just sharing you what the Bible teaches. Well, the current Pope, of course, they see him as a very liberal person. For example, he just recently sent a document enabling priests to give blessings to same-sex couples. Not marrying them in the church, but to bless the relationship. And according to the research, over 75% of most U.S. Catholics have a favorable opinion of the current Pope. 89% of Catholic Democrats have a favorable view of the current Pope. Only 63% of Catholic Republicans like the current Pope. But those are still high numbers. So here's the bottom line. When it comes to sexual perversion, Democrats are far more liberal and far more satanic than the demonized Republicans. Republicans and Democrats, of course, are all pathological liars. The whole system is run by Satan. But when it gets down to it, the brass tacks, Republicans are a little bit less perverted and a little bit less satanic than Democrats. Republicans tend to be against CRT and against pornography in schools, against teaching racism to kindergartners, you know, against drag queens dancing and twerking in the faces of first graders. So Republicans, although they're rotten to the core too, they are less perverted and less rotten than Democrats, right? So you're looking at the lesser of two evils there. If you had an abortion, you let in a spirit of murder, I had to get rid of mine, you better get rid of yours. 602-636-5800. Please come for help. If you had an abortion, I would come now.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.